The Summer Small Biz Showcase is brought to you by Helping the People. We're a real estate company, home resource center, and nonprofit organization that's disrupting the home buying and selling experience by providing relationship-based real estate with a socially conscious purpose. We match home buyers and sellers with our preferred realtors, and 25% of their commission is donated to our Homes for Veterans program, which financially assists veterans who want to buy a home or need home improvements for their service-connected injuries. We created this program as a way for Americans to honor the men and women of the United States military for their service to our nation and the sacrifices they've made. So if you're looking to buy a home or it's time to sell yours, please give us a call at 833-694-6636 or visit our website, helpingthepeople.org. Not only will you be working with our realtors who are among the top 1-5% in Arizona, you'll be changing the life of a veteran while we change yours. We look forward to you becoming a part of our unique community. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Today, we've got another episode of our Summer Small Biz Showcase series. We're giving you 5 minutes of facts and fun. We're bringing together good people doing good business and good things, and we're letting you know what's going on in the world. So today, we've got Michael Coffey and Naomi Johnson with Liberty Mutual Insurance, and we're going to talk a little bit about auto insurance. So how are you today, Mike and Naomi?
We're doing great, Michelle. Thank you so much for having us on today.
Oh, you guys are welcome. So let's go ahead. I'll let you take the platform and let's talk insurance.
We're with Liberty Mutual Insurance. We're agent brokers. We're a team here in Scottsdale, Arizona. We serve the entire state of Arizona. However, we really specialize, like you said, auto and home insurance and also pet health insurance. Industry's been changing. There's a lot of changes that have gone on over the last few years in the insurance world that have really resulted in not always the greatest customer experience. We've seen a lot of cost increases. We've seen a lot of coverage changes in the industry. So just wanted to talk a little bit about the pain points that our customers are experiencing. One of the bigger ones that we've seen is auto insurance rates have been skyrocketing in recent years. I think the statistic I saw said there was on average somewhere around 78% in the last 10 years, which is tremendous cost increase. It's really hard to understand, especially for those who don't have any tickets, don't have any accidents. So touching a little bit upon the industry, kind of what the insurance industries are looking at and why these rates keep going up, which is, like I said, a very frustrating thing. One of the biggest drivers of that is the increasing complexity of vehicles. We look at claim resolution and the complexity of the average claim we see. And about 10 years ago, the average auto claim repair, vehicle repair, involves 6.9 parts. So whether that's a bumper or a bracket or a radiator, whatever the case is on the vehicle. Today, that average is up over 9 parts per repair. So with that in mind, those parts are expensive and the labor that comes with it are expensive as well. So the increasing sophistication of vehicles, while they keep us safer, results in a much more expensive repair when those claims occur. And then beyond that, windshields are a huge driver right in Arizona. We are seeing...
Is it like a freight truck coming by or a train?
We just had an airplane fly right over our head.
You're located near the Scottsdale Airport, is that correct?
We are. We're just a few blocks north of the airport.
We just go with the flow, man. That's all we do.
Absolutely. So where I left off, I was talking about windshields. If you look at the cost of replacing a windshield on a vehicle today versus where it was 10, 15 years ago, historically a windshield's been on average $200 to $300 parts and labor installed out the door. As vehicles have increased in sophistication, you're seeing sensors, rain sensors, GPS tied into it, heads-up displays, whatever the case is, we're frequently seeing windshields that now cost over $2,000 to replace. The average on most new vehicles is more in the $1,000 range, but especially the import vehicles, the Mercedes, the Teslas, Infinities especially, are just outrageously expensive to have a windshield replaced.
Now, in Arizona, getting the windshields replaced, that's included in our policy, correct?
Generally, yes. We are, so the state requires that we offer glass coverage on any policy that includes comprehensive. You as a consumer do have the choice to reject it, which would reduce your rate a little bit, but the standard policy is by default going to include glass coverage unless you as a customer specifically request not to have it.
What I mean by included, I don't want people to think that it's free. There's no such thing as free. Included just means that there's probably less of an out-of-pocket cost as opposed to just a higher premium. Don't think that, yay, I could just replace it every 6 months because it's fun. That is not the case.
That's a fantastic point. No, that's a fantastic point, and I appreciate you bringing that up because while, yes, you do have glass coverage on your auto policy, insurance is a risk pool. So there's a giant pot of money that gets we all pay into and we all take from it. And if those windshields are eating away the pot, that pot needs to be replenished. And unfortunately, that means that we pay more into each policy in order to keep that pot full.
Is that part of the reason why you're seeing a lot of increasing on premiums and the policies, partially because of the higher cost to do the repairs, but also because there's been a lot more disasters and casualties where there's a lot more expenses. So they have to, like you said, take that risk and pass it all out to everybody. So everybody's in on it.
Absolutely. There's been undeniable climate change and increased catastrophic events in the last year. Last year was a very active year between three major hurricanes, Harvey, Irma, Maria, devastating the Southeast and the East Coast. But then beyond that, on the West side of the country, we saw tremendous fire activity, especially in California. And even though that may not necessarily directly impact our policyholders in Arizona, insurance companies operate on a national basis. And those who have a little bit of a lower risk do subsidize those that are a higher risk. That's the entire nature of insurance. And that's hard to always completely rationalize in your head as far as why am I living in Scottsdale and paying the cost of claims for a hurricane in Florida. But that is how insurance is designed.
It doesn't matter if you understand it or agree with it. If you want a policy, that's how it works. And if you don't want a policy, well, then you're just going to have to pay much more when something does happen. So you either you play by the rules of the game that's been established, or you're writing some big checks. So it is what it is, you know?
Right. We all live in this world, and we do all pay into the insurance industry, and it's there for all of us. Life changes in the blink of an eye. We'll have a client that'll have a unfortunate major accident, and it's unbelievable how many claims we see that are over six figures in total between damage to the vehicle, damage to the other vehicles they may hit, or injuries involved in it. We've had several claims that have exceeded $500,000 in the last year, and these are on policies where the individual pays maybe $1,000 or $2,000 a year.
In general, depending on who you're using for your insurance provider, make sure that you have enough coverage. The increases sometimes aren't that much to have a certain amount of extra coverage. So if you're in a position where you can afford a little bit of extra coverage, it's important to take a look at what you have, because increasing it just a little bit might not cost much per month, but the overall benefits could be tremendous. Hey, Micah, we didn't really get a chance to talk about homeowners insurance, so that just means that you're going to have to come back on in another couple of weeks. You can give your contact information.
Absolutely. It's important to stay on top of your policy, make sure you know and understand what you're covered for. Anyone would like to get a hold of me, I would love, Naomi and I would love a chance to chat with you. We can be reached at 480-707-0117 or email at CossieTeam@libertymutual.com.
I appreciate you coming on, Mike. And we're going to, like I said, have you come back on. We're going to talk a little bit about home insurance in the next episode, but I kind of thought it was important to talk about auto. The claims are going up and there's a lot of activity in that world. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. And this was another episode of our Summer Small Business Showcase series, where we're giving you 5 minutes of facts and fun, bringing together good people doing good business and good things. We were talking with Mike Cossie and Naomi Johnson over at Liberty Mutual Insurance. We were talking about auto insurance, how there are some major changes. So it's important to take a look at your policy, see what you're covered and what your costs are. All of their information is going to be listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please go to the website, everythinghomepodcast.com. Go on the contacts page, shoot me an email, give me a phone call, and we'll get you scheduled on so we can showcase your small business. You can also subscribe to our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Player FM, and Blog Talk Radio. So make it a great day, everybody.